Today, Be'ezer Hashem learned Daf Chaf Aleph of Masechtas Temura. Some of the topics we learned about today include Temura's Bechor U'Maaser, the status of the Temura of the Bechor or Maaser Behema and their offspring. Kalmum Lo Yiboy, the prohibition against inflicting a blemish on a carbon, and whether it applies to a Matal Mum B'Temura's Bechor U'Maaser, a Temura of a Bechor U'Maaser, and Hamatal Mum B'Teshiyah Shel Maaser, the ninth animal that was mistakenly counted as the tenth in Maaser Behema, because these cannot be sacrificed on the Mizbech. Which blemished karbanos may be sold and slaughtered in the market and weighed in the usual way, even though this is not befitting for a karban. Yeshlen pidyon, which karbanos can be redeemed. Bayin mechutz laretz, which karbanos are brought from outside of Eretz Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yalo adam ma'aser sheni bezman hazeh v'yochlein b'Yerushalayim. One cannot bring his ma'aser sheni produce to Yerushalayim nowadays and eat it there without redeeming it. Yalo adam b'chayr mechutz laretz la'aretz bezman she Beis HaMikdash kayim v'yakrivenu. There's a machlekes whether one can bring a bechor from chutz laretz to Eretz Yisrael in the times of the Mikdash and offer it on the Mizbech. When the Beis HaMikdash is standing, Ma'aser Sheni must be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten within the city walls, and may not be eaten outside the walls within sight of Yerushalayim, the way they did in Shiloh. Whether a Bechor becomes disqualified after its first year. Whether the sanctity of the Mikdash remains in effect even after it was destroyed. Lamed min alamed. Ordinarily, we can derive a halacha from another topic, even if that halacha was itself derived from elsewhere. However, we do not always make such drashas regarding kaddishah.